screw it.
All those sex tapes are out. You seen all those?
No.
There's ASAP Rocky, DaBaby, Logan Paul was like sucking dick or something.
Really?
Yeah. Who else? There's other people. I don't know.
It's going. We got that.
What? Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going right now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I do that every time now.
Yeah. That's what, yeah, okay.
I think every time we start out and you're just like, oh, it's going?
Yeah. Whatever.
It's holidays.
Yeah.
Two in a row.
Tapes and no women. That's the most annoying thing, right?
Yeah.
A lot of dicks.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, you're in town again, so we're doing it. Here I go.
Second time in person ever meeting you.
50 seconds in, drinking my water on you.
You got two now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude. It's been going. My design stuff we talked about last time is going well. Yeah. It's going well. Well.
Okay.
And your stuff's doing okay.
I haven't done stuff.
That's what I mean. Just okay. I know you. Yeah. Yeah. What's the plan with that?
I'm going to work on stuff this week now that I'm in town. Last time I was in town, I didn't have time.
It's going to be a warm week too.
Yeah. So
a warm week. Warm Christmas. It's Sunday night, dude. Sunday night recording episode 12, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking if whatever the next couple videos don't pop off, I'm just going to film myself burning down a house or something.
That would probably
publicity stunt.
Yep. I mean, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I gotta say. Yeah, dude. But anyways, being serious about my design stuff, it is going well.
Yeah.
Hell, having some success. I don't know why. It's so hard to get, we've talked about it. It's so hard to get people to follow you.
I know.
I got 154 followers. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
But I've done quite a few and I've gotten paid for quite a few now too. Not quite a few, two or three. So it's kind of around.
But something about like building the following is just like, I feel like at first it's just like a snail race, but then once it starts, it's exponential.
I think once you crest like 10,000.
Yeah, then you start to be good.
Because people see it, they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how you grow.
Oh, okay.
It's contagious.
Or if you get one big name that you're like, maybe not buddies with, but
yeah,
like at least acquaintances enough where they like the stuff that you're doing, whatever it is.
Yeah, if they follow you, then it just gets seen.
Yeah, or they comment on your stuff. That's what I've seen, because like Segura's commenting on my stuff, and that one like popped off.
Yeah, because like it'll show up on their Explore page.
Explore, yeah. The Explore stuff. And the Instagram algorithm sucks. So, I mean, sometimes I'll put stuff up, and like it'll be gone because it's like 10 of them just got thrown above it. Yeah, irritates me.
It used to be when they just did it like in order of when they're posted without the algorithm.
Yeah.
There was just times where you could post and you would know that everyone's online and yours is going to be the first one.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's not like that. It's
past
few years.
It's dumb. I don't like it.
Of course, for the past, like at that, when it was like that, I didn't care about it because I didn't have anything to grow.
Yeah. That's true. Right. You don't have any brands or whatever, but yeah, I just wait to see if people are online that I'm trying to hit. We were talking about that, and then I just blow them up.
Yeah,
smart. But yeah, it's going decent. And then you guys, your gal was in town.
Yeah, got to see the Midwest.
Yeah,
Zest.
Yeah, good Midwest. Yeah,
it was a good time though. She got to meet everyone. She's never even been to the middle of the country. She's only been on like the edges. She's kind of weird.
What an idiot.
A lot of white people here. She's like some, I don't know what she is. She's like Asian or something.
Yeah.
I forget.
Racist.
Yeah. A lot of whites in this state, in this city.
Yeah.
So that was cool. She got to meet some white people.
Yeah.
Can't
beat that, man.
I know. Yeah. And then, got to experience snow.
Oh yeah. True. I didn't even think about that.
I saw snow fall from the sky. Was being here. And it was barely anything.
Have you ever been to skiing or anything?
Yeah, we went to Big Bear and there was snow on
snow.
The ground.
Oh.
A couple feet of snow.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's got to be a lot.
But it didn't snow
at all
while we were there.
Yeah.
And Big Bear was fun, but.
Yeah, it's a mesmerizing thing, I guess, that you've never seen it.
Yeah, so. Acted like a child, but it was nice.
Yeah.
It was good to, got to go to Dad's. She saw horses, got to pet the horses.
Good deal.
A lot of dogs. Yeah, if you go out on a Cincinnati night.
Mm.
It's a good time.
Mm.
Yep, just went home, so I'll be here another week.
Mm. Yeah, and then you got to go back to school, which sucks.
Yeah.
Actually, no, not for a while, right?
Well, I have one class. I'm taking a winter class, but that's it.
Oh, you're taking a winter class?
Yeah, it's only 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah, what do we got going today?
Well,
Tonight. Yeah, it is your, I didn't do the artwork yet, but it is partially.
So you've been working on my YouTube stuff.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. But I was talking about the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I got to put my name on there.
Yeah, so I'm going to be doing that. But yeah, working on your YouTube artwork, doing a little, which if you need some, get at me because I can do it. I heard apparently it's hard.
Yeah. Apparently, I want you to do it, actually.
Apparently, it's hard to find someone to do it, or
it's finding YouTube. But first of all, they don't let you.
It's restrictions, I guess.
They used to let you just take up whatever picture you want
and
you
could put it up there,
post it up, and it would automatically fix it to the size. It might not look right, but it would at least give you something.
Mm-hmm.
But now you have to have a specific dimension that works on your phone, on the computer, and on the TV.
Well, that kind of makes sense, though.
It looks much better when you do get it right.
Yeah.
It's just, I would go on Google Images and try to pick a picture to just try on there, and it wouldn't work. I'll try to, like, crop my pictures on, because on iPhone, you can pick the dimensions. Wasn't working.
Mm.
So.
But yeah, I made you a little a draft version, and it worked right away.
Worked right away.
And there you go. So if you need it, get at me.
Yeah.
Get my DMs.
And then just finished school.
Yeah, I've been telling. I told mom recently, dude, you need to drop out, I think.
Yeah, you keep saying that, and you say it's. I don't know if it's real.
No, it's real.
Why?
Why? That's what I mean. Why not?
Because money.
Exactly.
Because you can. I mean, you can make more. I don't know. It all depends.
Catch 22. Nice. I'm telling you. Speaking from a former college student. Paying it back ain't fun.
I know, but I'm not. Community college is free tuition.
Oh, yeah, true. I forgot you did that.
Yeah, so. Yeah. The only money I have to pay right now is the UC money that was.
Oh, yeah. Well, heck, what? Can you get like an associate's when you leave this place?
You can. I'm not. I'm not getting one because it's like a different pathway. So I'd have to take even more classes. I have to be there longer.
But if it's free.
I know. So I could do it. It would just. Yeah, it's possible. I still haven't fully decided, but I'd like to transfer to UCLA and then just finish 2 years there. Then I'd have 2 years of that instead of four. Saved up. I mean, I still have to pay some of this back because I have financial aid to help pay for my house or my apartment.
Oh yeah.
So I am accumulating some money.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm big against it.
Yeah. Trust me. Thought about it. I've already dropped out once, so
yeah, that's true.
It's not like it's a different thing.
Yeah, I don't know. You need to either quit your job or quit school. I'm telling you, you're gonna be too far behind.
I can't quit my job.
I think you have a lot of good ideas.
Yeah,
that don't either. How do I put that? That don't need a college degree for, definitely.
Yeah, to start making money. I want
a lot of good ideas. A lot of things we're working on too.
Yeah, we're working on stuff.
I know we've talked about them before, but the new one that you just pretty much pitched to me today, I mean, I've seen it
it's
gonna be a lot of work, but I think,
yeah,
I think it's gonna monetize.
Yeah. Good. Especially it's original. So it's not like we're using anyone else's things.
Yeah.
It's just an animated short film. And my professor said that it could do really well. The student Oscar is what she said. I didn't even know that existed. And apparently.
Yeah. Well, those who can't do teach, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah,
you know what though?
It's going to take a while.
Works with Jamie Foxx is working with Jamie Foxx on a book right now. So.
Oh really?
Yeah, she's doing something.
Well, yeah, that's true. I think it's so easy to get a hold of. And I found this out, and that's funny that I found this out just through my design page, that how easy it is to get through to people.
Yeah.
That are famous. If you think it's so hard, if it's just you on your page, that will never answer you.
Yeah.
Do something, open your mind up and do something creative for once, and they won't, done.
Yeah.
I could go through my phone, and I've talked about it on the last one, and I don't want to talk about it too much, but I've gotten through to, like, I think I have like 20 pictures up, and like two of them are like ads that I made, like about Black Friday and stuff. So like 18. Mm-hmm. I bet you 50% of those have been liked, shared on their stories, retweeted, or commented on by famous people.
Yeah.
And it's taken me like a month and a half.
Yeah. The exact people that you wanted to see them have seen them.
Right.
Yeah, it's
I just think it's crazy how easy it is for me to get to them.
Yeah.
And then you got people out there. If you just hit like a certain level, I think you can get through to them. I think it's crazy. People think they're so hard to, obviously, like if you wanted to get like through The Rock or something.
Yeah.
It's not or like Justin Bieber with 180 million
not gonna work.
Followers. But 1 million is a lot of people, but you can get, it's so easy to get through to them.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy.
You can get through to them. So people, though, is what you learn when you go out in the world. People are just stupid. They're dumb.
Oh, yeah.
There's just a lot of dumb.
And then they got to filter through all those clowns.
Yeah. So there's people that will come up to them at their work. They go to work at the comedy store. Or the comedy club, and they come up to them as if they're friends because they've watched them for hours online. So they think that they're friends with these people.
I just watched a bit about that. I think it was the last T-Fat K? I can't remember what it was because that one blended together so much because it was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I always talk about T-Fat K on this, but 518.
A little obsessed, but keep going.
No, I don't know about that. I would say I'm more obsessed with Congratulations, honestly. But 518 of T-Fat K is the funniest podcast you can listen to.
Mm-hmm.
That episode.
Yeah. Still haven't listened to it, so wouldn't know.
Well, if you haven't, it's the usual with Callan and Brendan Shaw, but then they have Chris as a guest, and then Theo does a drop in for about, I don't know, 40 minutes or whatever. And it's just, they're just having a silly goose time.
Yeah. It looks, I mean,
it's funny.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's funny. But anyways, my point is that scenario you were just talking about happened. I was telling you about it the other day where they were like, I've never been to the comedy store, so I can't really picture it, but I can also picture it. They were like in a huddle, like D'Elia and whoever, yeah, other guys that were performing.
People that frequent there.
Yeah, were performing, whoever it was. And there was some guy just hanging out. And you could tell, they also said they could tell he was there, just watching them talk.
Yeah.
And I guess,
feel their eyes,
and and apparently he was getting closer to them. And eventually, in the middle of the conversation, D'Elia just stopped and goes, and just yells directly at his face, "Who are you?"
Dude, you can't act like that.
Yeah.
And expect not to get, like, that's how a human should behave. Like,
you can only ignore that so long.
People are too like nice or like whatever to like say anything. Like, if you're a fan of someone like Chris D'Elia, expect to get roasted for being a creep.
I was thinking about it. I was like, if I ever for some reason get to hang out with him, I would be so self-conscious about what I do.
Yeah,
because I know he would make fun of it.
Yeah,
either to my face or on his podcast or on someone else's podcast.
Dude, what I
or I'd end up watching myself be reenacted on a Netflix special.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't want to be that guy at all.
No.
Yeah, dude. There's just there's people like that. I don't know. Definitely had something to say. I forget. Yeah, it's just like even if it wasn't their work, like you don't know them just because you've watched them a lot doesn't mean like they don't. You're just a person.
Like, yeah.
Just leave them alone.
That's what I'm saying. But yeah, you can't be annoying.
Yeah.
I've even had a few, not these people message me, but some people message me about doing some designs that are pretty big named, not big named, but they're big enough, like hundreds of thousands of followers.
Bigger than us. Yeah.
Yeah. They have a following. They're certified on Instagram and stuff. I'm not going to say their names because actually one of them hopefully going to be doing some work for. But you just talk to them like they're normal.
Yeah.
That's it.
They are. They literally are. They just worked hard.
You don't fanboy over them and be like, oh my God, this is like, you don't keep saying like, oh my God, oh my God. You just, maybe once you go, oh, this is pretty cool. And then you just get to the point and go, all right, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
What's up? You want to go, you know, I mean, if it was like D'Elia or whatever, I'd be like, you want to go get coffee or something? That's it. I wouldn't do something like, dude, you want to, like, I wouldn't like take something out of his stand up and ask him if he would want to do it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of.
Just like quote him. Like,
right. Yeah. You can't, like, you can't quote him.
Sweet tart and ass, right, dude?
Yeah. Like, I would say nothing. Sure. I would say nothing about anything he's ever done. Maybe, like I said, maybe just, I would just hang out. I'd be the coolest person if I met someone that was famous because I would just hang out with them.
All you have to do to be cool is not be annoying. And then you're fine. I've been around them at the comedy store. All I do is just not bother them.
Yeah, right.
And now I'm a good person.
I mean, but you can, though. You can just walk by like, hey, what's up? And then that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Theo said, what's up? Theo, me and Michael didn't say anything we were purposely not being annoying. Theo said hi to, like, said what's up to Michael.
Really?
Yeah. Walking by. He's like, what's up, man? Michael's like, what's up? That's it. Like, just be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's ways people
be. Ease into it.
Yeah.
You can't just be like in their face, because that whatever you are saying to them, someone else has said times 1,000.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or probably more.
Yeah, they're sick. I remember actually one time we were at a Bengals game and you bumped into Brandon Phillips.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was walking out.
Yeah.
You bumped into him. Like, you actually shoulder checked him.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And you're like, sorry, man. You're like, oh, you're Brandon Phillips.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that.
And then that was it.
That was it.
Yeah. I told you. And I was young then.
I swear to God, 90% of people would run after him.
Oh, yeah.
Bother him until he talked to them or gave him an autograph or something.
Yeah.
You just don't be annoying.
I forgot about that. That did happen.
Yeah.
And I was young then.
Yeah, exactly.
Younger than
just
now.
Just use your brain, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get it. I think I'd be the same way. At first, I'd be like, cool. Like, if I had like 100,000 followers, about if I did something, I don't know what I'd be doing. Mm-hmm. At first, it'd be kind of cool. But you got to think 5 years goes by and your bit from 5 years ago or whatever, or your movie or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Is you've heard it.
Yeah, exactly. You're sick of it. Yeah. Like, yeah, Bert will still tell the machine story. He's sick of it though. Like, he'll tell it because it gets laughs.
It's funny. I was listening to Two Bears, One Cave the other day, and they were talking about their last tour that they were on. They were talking about what
by bits the end of it, you
they're
it.
Tired of doing.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh God, I don't know, even know which one to start with.
Yeah.
Because they get tired of it. And then your guys are saying it. But he did the machine for us too. And that's been, yeah. I don't know, 4 years probably since it came out.
I think maybe even a little longer. And it's like, they're sick of it, but they owe a lot to those things. Like,
yeah.
Those things. So they respect that people like them, and that's how they found them. I remember what I was going to say now, though. You said you'd be worried about getting roasted and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
One thing that happens, like, when you – because I've been to, like, open mics and stuff with, like, the comedians that no one knows because they're just open micers.
Mm-hmm.
But I hung around the good ones. The same thing will happen there. Those are the people that are going to be up there next, like, at the Comedy Store. They'll roast you for saying stupid things, and that's how you learn how to be around it.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I wouldn't care to be roasted. I just know.
Oh, yeah. You just want to be prepared. Like,
you
know,
if I just know consciously, if I'm into Leah's presence, that's how his personality is.
Yeah.
Same thing maybe with Theo.
Yeah.
A little bit, but like
you can never
Bert.
Yeah.
You wouldn't, I would never.
Yeah.
He doesn't, he's just, they're just different funnies.
Yeah.
I think, but yeah, Dalia lives on the road. I mean, it's just him and the Callan saga. I mean, that's what that is, which is what 518 is, if you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah,
it's
just a cool thing, Dave.
But yeah, I did a drawing of Brian Kelly from Florida Georgia Line, which I'm a Florida Georgia Line fan. I know you're not, which is fine. I especially like him because if you actually look at him and his wife, they own like, I can't remember any businesses they own. I'm more of on the entrepreneur side of them. That's what I went to school for. Mm-hmm. So I like paying attention to that side of their stuff.
That's what Brendan does. Brendan's very entrepreneurial.
And they do, like, Brian Kelly, aside from obviously being a multi-millionaire from music, has their own clothing line, Tribe Kelly.
Uh-huh.
I think he's a partner in some brewery, some real estate stuff, just all the way down the line. And they just opened their own recording and publishing, writing companies. I just like paying attention to that. But anyways, I did one of him. He ended up sharing it and liked it and stuff like that, which is what I'm saying. It's easy to get through these guys. And then some other dude, which is the guy I was telling you about, I won't say his name, but he's up and coming in country music, started following me and just messaged me, and we were talking back and forth, and it was like no big deal. And the guy is technically famous.
Yeah, at least to his – he's got fans, basically.
Yeah. Hundred and something thousand of them, at least. But my point is it was just, I was like, I was talking to you or anyone else.
Yeah.
It was no different.
Yeah.
This
episode is called How to Behave.
It should be.
Yeah.
It should be.
Yeah. Be normal.
Yeah. That's actually better because if you're not normal, then no one is going to like you or pay attention to you. If you're not normal, if you're like, if someone's looking at you like, dude, what is going on?
Mm-hmm. And some people just can't. Like, see restraint. That themselves.
There's no restraint.
Yeah.
There's no mental restraint. I can't stop. I have to say something to him. Yeah. No, you don't. You want to.
Yeah.
Just you don't have to.
Be Be normal.
It's the same thing I always talk about too, about like health and wellness stuff. Like, yeah. I can't eat healthy. Well, you can.
Yeah. You don't want
to. Yeah. It comes down to you not wanting to. Are you allergic? No, I just can't do it. No, you can't, but you can. You just don't want to.
And that, and then you, it's like they're making it your problem. Like, I can't. And then they're like, help.
Yeah. You got to give them something. Yeah. I'm like, people will see me at my work, like eating stuff that's like normal. Like, I know a lot of people won't eat carrots by themselves, but I do all the time. Mm. And like, I don't know how you do that. Like, you just do it.
Yeah.
It's what it boils down to, just doing it.
Exactly.
But yeah, that being normal and just not saying stupid stuff.
Dude, another one of my pet peeves recently has been, since I started making videos, everyone has better ideas than me now.
Oh yeah.
They always tell me.
Yeah.
I understand if you're close to me, like if you're one of my close friends or like family.
I did it
like
to you.
But that's fine though, because you know that I trust your opinion.
Yeah.
Like my close
friends. I think that what I told you is pretty funny.
Yeah. But when like a distant relative.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Cause that happened recently.
I
have some ideas that I think they could go viral.
Yeah.
Like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Don't tell me.
Right.
Cause I don't care.
Yeah. Nothing. The only reason things go viral is by luck.
It's
ideas luck. Have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
You put, I mean, sure. An idea starts it, but
yeah. You can trap lightning in a bottle once, but that's it.
Going viral is a byproduct of a simple idea that somebody else
saw
and it just caught on.
Yeah. Everyone's got their ideas now.
Oh, I believe that. But I think the one, yeah. I don't know if you can get away with it or if there would be some repercussions, but I think it'd be funny.
About that. It's funny. Yeah. As long as, if you have to blur out like company names, which we had to do on our bird one, we didn't have to do that. We just wanted to do it because we didn't want it to get taken down.
Yeah.
Like
that and music you can't screw with. But yeah, I know what you mean.
The music we used, but now they're
allowed,
allowed to put ads on her.
If you did what I wanted you to do at the place I wanted you to do, you would need no names because of the colorways.
Yeah. And it'd be easy.
You'd be fine. It'd be hilarious.
For a little bit of context, it's a prank video. So
yeah,
I've never done one.
Yeah. No, it has nothing to do with your skits.
100% down to get into them. I like that shit.
Yeah.
I like
that. It has nothing to do with what you've done, but it would go viral.
Hey, this could go viral.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it'd be funny, but I don't know. But the funny thing is I think the more that you, to kind of go up on a tangent, the more you create different kinds of content, the more success you'll have. It's like, this podcast doesn't make money. I mean, Mom sponsored a few episodes or whatever, but it doesn't. Could it? Maybe, sure, but I don't do it because of that, really. Yeah. Same reason I don't. I mean, I made money on the design stuff, and it is a legal business entity, and I would love to do it, but it's not. That's not what it is right now.
Yeah.
Just you got to, if you do it for a year, and another year, on top of your YouTube, on top of this and that, it just compiles. I think it just
that's the thing.
That's what gets you. That's what gets you through the threshold of being like, just another clown putting videos up to be in the next, Jimmy Tatro or whatever.
Yeah.
Honestly.
That's the thing. Like,
cause he didn't know really about it. You knew him a little bit when he was at Arizona State.
But yeah.
I didn't. I mean, I'm almost the same age as him and I had no idea.
Yeah. I knew who he was for a long time, but
he got, what was helpful at the time was Vine.
Vine helped him. Before that it was that company Total Frat Move.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. Him.
That was really what.
But at the end of the day, he just didn't stop.
Yeah. Didn't stop. That's it. Like,
and that's kind of the goal with my drawing stuff. Like I said, yes, it has made me a couple hundred bucks. That is great. That is actually turning into a pretty decent business relationship in California of all places.
Yeah.
But it just keeps compiling. You keep doing it that, this pod, even the podcast could move up and up and up and up. You never know.
It's the slow, but it,
even if you listen to Rogan talk about like the basically creators, which is actually we'll talk about that after probably our little break, but there's a like a 6-minute inspirational video on YouTube of like clips of Rogan somebody put together about just creating and just not stopping.
Yeah, consistency is the biggest
and thing. How that you will make it.
Yeah,
like you could be famous
yeah
just by just being like, oh, I just keep doing it.
Yeah,
even if it sucks and even if no one's listening,
it will suck.
Yeah. If you listen back, anyways, actually I met another guy through the art community. He, I was telling him about, I was like, yeah, I do a podcasting. He's like, oh, you do a podcast? He's like, what is it? I was like, it's really
fun.
Not that.
It's just fun. It's fun to do.
No. Yeah. They're fun. But I warned the guy. He was like, send me the name of what I did. And I was like, yeah, it's like the first couple, five or six, or like, they're not that good. You know, just heads up. He's like, dude, none of them are.
Yeah.
He's like, I did one before. He's like, ours were terrible. Yeah. He's like, I just need something new and fun to listen to. I was like, all right, there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, yeah, they're just fun to do. He's like, if I can find someone out here that could be a good co-host, that's what's stopping me from doing it again. But anyways, yeah, just keep doing it. They do suck. Hey, you even look back on my design page. It's a different style, but the early on cartoon work I was doing, based on now, the realism cartoon, that's not even close.
Yeah, really. It's just a matter of like continuing to do it.
Just figuring it out.
I started making videos in June, I think, or July actually. And I haven't released one, but in the time where I wasn't releasing or editing one, I was working on a short film that would become what we're going to start working on, which my teacher said could win the student Oscar. So like,
yeah,
it's like, just keep doing stuff. Like find new ways, be creative.
Creating if stuff, not, man.
Oh my God. I was listening. I was totally eavesdropping. I was at school and there was this girl, and she was complaining to all the people like that was in her class. Like they were just waiting outside to go in, complaining about how YouTube, was like against her, saying that YouTube was purposely not posting her videos.
Oh, wow.
Saying like basically explaining she's not famous because YouTube wouldn't stopped let her be famous. Yeah. When she just made bad videos.
Yeah.
And then quit. She said, I haven't posted since like 2015, but YouTube just won't like that. You're not good.
Yeah, you didn't give yourself enough time to figure it out.
Yeah, to
figure out actually what works. Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, because if you like, even if you listen back to these, the first ones aren't that great at all.
Yeah, we didn't know. We're not naturally.
No, and you get used to actually just talking, which the past probably, I would say 11 was really good as far as actually conversing, and then this one's the same. They just get way better. Yeah. It does help that they both happen to be in person.
Yeah, sure.
10 was pretty good too. We did that, I think, with a video.
And that helped.
Right.
Of course. Solo episodes, when you do your first solo episode, it's weird.
Yeah, I felt like I was really trying to get them going.
Yeah.
To keep it going. But they're only like 19 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
When you get done, I was like, that was like 2 hours.
Yeah, it felt like it.
But these, when we get to going with these, I know, and I used to say it on these, how you can do 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt in my mind, you could do 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
But it
helps when they set up like current events and stuff like that. They have,
I don't think I'll ever do a 2 hour one. 45 minutes is the money number.
Yeah, if you're on YouTube and you have clips and stuff,
you can do longer.
You can do 2 hours, but
easily.
If not, that's why Dalia, he does an hour. Theo usually does like an hour.
Yeah. They're in the hour to hour 10.
If Theo's a guest or not. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it doesn't need to be any longer than that.
Right.
We're neither of us are experts or anything. That's why we just...
No, you're not trying to be. We're just goofing.
Yeah.
Making stuff for fun. It just helps too because it's just one more thing you can post about that people see.
Exactly.
And actually, it was funny. I've had a few people send me, you know, the Spotify things that came through. Mm-hmm. If you're a premium member, you get like your top stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I think I had like 5 people send me that I was their number one.
Yeah, yeah.
This one was the number one.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know if that's because they don't listen to anything else. Maybe that is.
Probably.
And they listen to like half of one of mine.
Yeah.
Or hours, I guess now.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But it's still cool though. It's like made something. Yeah. I know some people's were like that Under the Sun Mason Garrison's old one, because like that was this year. So.
Yeah. Yeah, quick little break, but our normal little break. But
you didn't notice it.
No. But yeah, no. Like you were saying though, it is pretty cool to have people start watching and actually recognizing, even if it's just family.
Yeah.
I know it probably gets annoying when people say stuff, but like even at the wedding.
Yeah, it is nice.
Even at the wedding where we were at a couple weeks ago, I probably heard like 10 people say something to you.
Yeah, they did. That was cool.
And then people ask me about my drawing stuff, and it makes me so mad. It doesn't make me mad, but like they're like, what is that? I'm like, it's just,
yeah,
it is what it is.
That's here. That Michael,
it's like,
I'm glad said that people would come up to him like, what is it? Like, but I don't understand why. It's fun. Why is that?
Well, the funniest, I actually stopped doing it. If you look at my page, I keep talking about it, but yeah. Look at my page. I was putting words with them. Mm-hmm. I stopped because I had 1,000 people say the youngest person ever.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys just don't get it.
Yeah. Just
that's why that one has 400 likes.
It really is.
I'm sitting here like, but just, that's why just look at it and be like, oh, that's why.
Yeah. You can, if you look at all, you'll see why.
it just irritates me. A
little
bit
of research.
But it's all people who they're like, oh, I know. Is that the guy from, it was funny. I had somebody say, is that the guy from Whitney? I'm like, yeah.
I never even watched that.
The youngest person ever. What is that? I'm like, it's. And then you got to be like, it's just a thing from their thing that nobody, that you wouldn't know.
It's an inside joke. Just.
It's literally, if you don't know, this is what it is. It's a thing from a thing that you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a podcast. It's like,
it works. Oh, so. You know what it is? It works.
Yeah. It's like, oh, so what's a podcast?
Yeah.
People do that?
It's, and again, it's like, it's.
Yeah, I do it.
That they like your stuff and they're seeing.
Yeah, it. I've had people reach out. The best has been the famous people or maybe even the people who I get places now. Like I got my hair cut and they're like, oh, those are so good. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, thanks. Like, I didn't know you could do that. It's like, yeah, me either. And so I just started doing it.
Yeah.
So. No, I've always been able to draw. I took drawing in college too. And then I did it when I was doing the landscape stuff towards the end of it. Because it was like my little college business where I was doing more design stuff with drawing with that. Yeah. I've always been drawing, but. Yeah. Yeah, then I was like, I'll just go buy an iPad and do it. And now it's working.
Yeah. And then over the next couple months, probably you'll pay off that iPad. Or
oh, yeah, easily. You
know, just by drawing. So
yeah, coming up with the stuff I got going with this guy out by you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've been talking about, I told you about like a 6 to 12 month commitment through the whole next year, fitness guy. Yeah. So, but yeah, having people watch your stuff and listen. And even if,
it's not a lot.
Like this podcast this is the 12th episode. Mm. I've been behind mainly because of how crazy it's been from the wedding and now the holidays and with the baby and stuff. I got the time, dude. That's another thing. That makes me so mad that everyone took the time one out of context. Yeah. It makes me so mad. You obviously don't understand it. You obviously don't get the point of the whole, oh, well, you don't have time. No, you didn't listen if you think that was my point at all. The point is, if you are using your time for something, then complaining about that stuff you didn't do,
then
that's
then
it.
That's the problem.
That's the problem. Yeah. If you're sleeping till 9 a.m. and you're complaining you didn't work out that day and you didn't wake up at 6 to go do it, that's the problem.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the time.
It's not. Yeah, it's not.
It has nothing to do with yes, I honestly don't really have the time to do this as much as I would like to. I wanted to do two a week, which is just crazy, honestly. It's too much because I spend so much. Literally, it's funny. My phone and my iPad are connected, so like my screen time thing will pop up, and it'll be like, your screen time was average of 6 hours last week.
Yeah.
But it's because I'm hardly on my phone. It's because my iPad is always open, and I'm always drawing on it. But yeah, it's like, That's what I spend my free time doing. I'm staying up till almost midnight drawing them now.
Yeah,
because I can't stop. It's like people say like reading a good book. This is that for me.
That's how editing videos is
too. I can't stop.
Yeah,
if this is my full time job, I would turn it. I understand how people like artists go insane.
Yeah.
Because you can't stop. Every time I put something out, I'm like, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's not that good.
I know the exact feeling. You spend 12 hours editing a video and it stresses you out. You want to blow your brains out. And everyone's like, that was pretty good. And you're like, it sucks. I hate every second of it.
Everyone says those are the best comedians or actors or anyone because they're never happy enough.
Yeah.
I think all my stuff sucks.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah. Some of them are okay. I think they're funny.
Yeah.
I'm working on a hilarious one right now. Yeah. I mean, it's gold.
Which, where's my idea?
Yeah, I'm going to give credit. You're going to get tagged in it.
Okay, good.
I'll get credit. You'll get credit for it. But yeah, and I've ran it by a few people, and they're like, oh, it's hilarious.
It's just like,
it's going to, it,
you
it,
know,
it,
people again.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. It looks different.
Yeah. Why is he really built like that? I went to his page. He doesn't look quite like that.
Yeah. And why are the numbers there?
Yeah. I just...
Not to give enough away, but yeah, no, it's people, it, I don't know, it irritates me.
Yeah. And again, it's like, it's a, what is it? A good problem to have. Like, it's a good annoyance to people.
Oh yeah.
It's like, well, at least they're seeing it.
That is, but no, it's a good, I think it's a good problem to have and to never be happy with what you're putting out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The second you're like, oh, that's, this is perfect.
Yeah.
Then I have no motivation.
Yeah.
I never want to do one better.
I could walk through every little second of my videos and tell you that each thing is the reason why people didn't retweet it or something. Like, they hated that part or something.
Yeah. But it's also like, you think of the biggest named creators, and I'm going to talk about this in a second too, the creator thing, but like, I don't know. Oh, here's a good example. I just watched it the other day. Scorsese.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I have so much problem saying his last name, but he just released Irishman, which was like, a day long. Still, I think
it's a day.
No, it's almost 4 hours. It's very good.
Is it?
It's very good. What I'm getting at is, why does he keep making them?
What do you mean?
No, I know why.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly. He's
right, that's what I mean. He keeps Martin, they're all the same.
Yeah, yeah,
besides Wolf of Wall Street,
right?
But
yeah, why is he gangster films, they're,
why does he keep doing them?
Yeah,
because he wants the next one to be better.
Yeah,
simple as that. I bet you, if you asked him about X movie, he'd be like, yeah, but then there was this, and I wish we would have done that.
Yeah. So there was already problems with Irishman that he was saying, like, because they had to de-age, what's their names? All of them.
Oh, God, and they didn't do that good.
They didn't? Yeah.
They did good, but the problem was, and I guess I'll give a part of it away that's not really that relevant at all, actually, but, like, De Niro's character is younger than, God, what's his name? The dude from Home Alone. What's his name?
Oh, Joe Pesci?
Yeah. Okay. Is younger than him in the movie. When technically in real life, they're about the same age-ish.
Yeah.
But in the movie, when they de-age him, how do you say his last name?
Scorsese?
No, Joe.
Pesci?
Pesci, yeah. Oh, it kept calling him like, oh, this kid and this guy and this kid. But he also, not really. You can tell that they aged him down to maybe 55.
Yeah.
But he's married to like a younger woman, and his kids are like 12.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
that's the old life.
So they keep, yeah. Yeah. My dad was 70 when he had me, man.
Yeah. Dude, sometimes we hold a mirror under his nose to see if he was still breathing.
Well, yeah, that's my point is, he already complained. But it's a great movie.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
He's never satisfied. Like, he's right. Always gonna. That's the Tarantino point. Same thing.
That's the, yeah, especially him.
Yeah, he's actually said he's only gonna make 10 films. But that's only because he wants each one to have his full attention, so that he's not thinking that he has
20 more
projects. No, 10 total. So he's done 9. So oh. 10, he says he's on, like, he's only gonna make 10, but that's, I don't think it's true. He's just, he wants that limit so that.
Oh, so you'd be like, this is my last one. It's going to be the best.
I'm going to put all my effort into this because I'm not going to have a project in 2 years that I have to rush this one for, you know?
I get that.
When in reality, he's going to finish the last one, and then he's going to, like Scorsese, like any creator, he's going to get the itch. He's going to not be satisfied, and he's going to do more.
Yeah. And that's what we talked about before the break, but and I'll talk about it now, but I made a little design that I'm now selling. A couple of shirt, long sleeve shirt and a champion hoodie. Mm-hmm. It's called Creator Comic, little logo I made that makes it, it's like a 3D print, that I just made to, it doesn't really have too much meaning, but I made it enough that like, I feel like it hits anyone that's in that realm.
Yeah. Even a little bit.
Yeah. Cause I always see people making their own online stores and it's like all of their own merch, but it's like people with like 2,000 followers.
Yeah.
So you not only have to convert those 2,000 to actually buy something, but they have to only buy what it says.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
And it's like, it could be like an inside thing, like just in that and whatever they do. Like,
so not only are you going to maybe get 2%, which is, you know, 20, but then you have to also sell that 2% on, you know, probably 1% more of that. So you're going to get like one person to buy one.
Yeah.
It just, and granted, I'm not saying I made a ton of sales, but the idea is, it hits everyone.
It's good and it's vague enough that other people.
Yeah, and I've got a lot of feedback on the designs. I sold two of them. I bought one myself, but I've sold two of them so far. I haven't sold any of the hoodies because I just dropped those. But the whole point is getting
yeah,
on
it's it. Like it's a creator, so like it's
what I just wanted to try it. It was one more thing that I kept thinking about. I was like, I want to figure out how to do an online store. Yeah. And I did it, and then I was like, well, now I have to sell something.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what do I do? So then I stayed up and finally made that logo. I went through like
I know you had one other idea that was very funny.
Yeah. It was too racist.
It's like it is, but it's like on the good side of it, though.
Maybe I'll do it, but yeah. I don't know.
That's why it's like it's like it's funny. You see it, you're like, but that's it, not, and then you're like, that's all right.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But it's funny because it's that is about me because I love, and I'll just say it's about coffee, but and I love coffee.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
No, yeah. You should say the idea because
yeah.
Anyone hears it.
And I will, but it's fun. Yeah, and just and who knows if you even say anything. But I text you. I was like, I don't know if it's a good idea because I think it might be racist. And you're like, well, that's not a good way to start.
Bad start. Not a good start.
Anyways, I wanted to draw because my thing is cartoon. That's what I draw. I can't not do anything else because I can't do anything but cartoon realism because if I do anything halfway, I'm just like, that's not done.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, anyways, the idea is to draw a cup of coffee, either iced or whatever, or not, doesn't really matter. And then under it, it was going to say, I can't remember how I worded it exactly, but under it in just big letters, it was going to say blacks only.
Yeah. Black coffee only.
Yeah. That's all. I don't like, basically what I'm getting at is I don't use creamer.
Yeah.
I do straight away. And I think it's hilarious. So if you think that's racist.
It's funny.
Yeah,
that's really
it's funny. Yeah. I think it's funny. I don't have a big enough following to make it okay.
Yeah.
I could sell that idea to like Crystalia.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, your mom's house would love that.
That they would. Yeah. The Suwoo one cracks me up.
Oh my God.
Because it makes sense. Because you think like, oh, why is he selling that? But if you look at it, it's like an Asian woman.
Yeah.
Named Suwoo.
Yeah. And it's also the battle cry for the blood game.
Yeah. Which is exactly.
Woo. Yeah, that's. But yeah, the creator one's good. Like I said, you could be any type of creator. You could be a podcaster, YouTube,
yeah.
Porn star, whatever.
Yeah. Anything you create, man. Yeah. But yeah, it's on my website, designbyjake.com/shop is actually the direct link to it. And champion hoodies are kind of expensive, I got to admit. But they are – it's good material. They're expensive in general, plus the embroidery and stuff. So yeah. So – but yeah, and I also getting on that. Basically, actually, why I wanted to do that is I want to learn how to build a store so I can sell that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can and that's actually already working. Well, that's what I'm saying. Everyone always says that to me now. It's like if I can sell it, I'll do it.
Yeah,
I'm such an entrepreneur I was at a conference, and somebody walked up to our booth and was asking about we had like a multi charger.
Mm-hmm.
And that had nothing to do with what we were doing.
Yeah.
But like, oh, where'd you get that? And then I tell him on Amazon. He's like, oh, that's nice. And I couldn't even stop myself. I was like, I'll give it to you $30.
Yeah.
Swear to God.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
Almost sold it. Wasn't mine to sell though.
Yeah. That happened to me once too.
And everyone in there was laughing like that's how he is.
Yeah. That I've done that actually. I was at a party once wearing this jacket that I got at Goodwill for $5. And this guy came up to me and it was like some company jacket. And it was like a Letterman. And he's like, dude, that's like my grandparents' company or something. I was like, yeah. He's like, dude, I'll buy it off you right now. I was like, $50.
Did you do it?
It's $50. Yeah. Made a $45 profit on the jacket.
Yeah. It sounds like you need to start a little online store.
It was very cold the rest of the night. Because I gave it to him right there. It said Earl on it or something. It said Earl in the right here.
Oh, the guy's name?
Yeah.
Grandpa Earl.
Yeah, something like that.
Uncle Earl.
Yeah. So I was like, do I need this That's Earl funny. Jacket? No, not really. So,
yeah. But yeah, the idea was like, if I could build one that works perfectly, you know, no problems. And I did, and it does work perfectly. And I love it. Like I said, I've sold two. Now I can sell that through my design company. I can build back end stores for people, which I'm already on the process of selling someone on. So it comes full circle.
Yeah.
But yeah, Creator Tee. It's long sleeve. They're comfortable. It's Gildan. Ultra cotton organic or something. I don't know, but it's
hemp.
Super. No, but that is being made now. Have you seen that? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can buy hemp jackets.
Oh yeah. I know. This has been around a while.
Yeah. Well, no, it's like mainstream now.
Oh no. Yeah. There's a hemp store in Cincinnati that used to have commercials that were hilarious.
Cincinnati hemp or whatever it is. Oh yeah. I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
Speaking of funny people, but no, I'll bring this up in a second, but, yeah, the, that the store's up and running. If you guys want to check it out, at Designed by Jake. The long sleeve tee, like I said, it's super comfortable. I bought one, full price. But they're only $30 long sleeve. That actually ships in about.
It's free shipping, right?
3 days. Yeah, free shipping. I'm gonna do that through the end of the year at least. So. Yeah.
That surprised me the most that you did free shipping. I was like,
yeah, well, I'm eating that cost, but it's just one shirt, so it's really not that much. And it's just trying to promote people to just maybe get it's one
the first thing.
Yeah, which is whatever. But anyways, that's at least to the end of the year. Obviously, with the holiday coming up, if you bought one, you might run into some delays. But yeah. I got mine in about 3 days, three and a half days.
Very good.
Yeah,
I ordered a blanket for Jade off Amazon. It took. I got express shipping because it said it wasn't going to be here until the end of January.
Jesus.
It still took like 2 weeks.
Was it not on Prime?
I think it was on Prime. I thought it was. Could be wrong.
But yeah, they're on my site at at Designed by Jake, but designbyjake.com/shop. If you need one built too, holla at me. Yeah. But anyways, talking about funny people, we started watching that breakfast the other day.
Oh, Grizzly Man? Oh my God, that's the best documentary ever.
You little flower,
dude. The Grizzly Man is about this guy Timothy something.
If you haven't seen it,
which hilarious first name. He.
What, Timothy?
I don't know. I just think it's that his name was Timothy. I like that.
I think it's funny he doesn't go by Tim.
Yeah, I know. That's
you know.
Yeah. He used to go up to Alaska. For like most of the year,
yeah,
live with grizzly bears.
Yeah. And then moral of the story is didn't pay off.
Yeah. Somehow he died, from living amongst grizzly bears
and hugging them,
trying to get close to them,
yelling at them,
dogs. Yeah.
Telling them no,
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 yeah,
you can no, care. No, Grinch.
Yeah. He named them, which is a great idea,
and remembers them.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch it.
Hilarious documentary.
Watch it. Very low quality.
Yeah.
But it is funny.
It's low quality because he would go up there and film himself.
Yeah, yeah. The funniest thing is somebody was like, yeah, dude, do it. You know, we'll sell it. And they're like, all right, cool. And it's like, what you're going to do, you're doing it yourself, though. We're not going to send anyone else there.
Because no one would. Yeah. when someone did go, got eight.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Very good documentary.
You know what makes me mad about that you just did that is I didn't come up with that.
Yeah. Got eight?
No, the way you said it.
Oh, yeah.
Like D'Elia?
Yeah.
That you came up with that, and it's funny?
Yeah, it is.
I wish I would have come up with that.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that.
But it's dumb stuff like that.
It's so easy that it's like you could have done it, or if you just
like,
seen the value in doing it.
Yeah, and it's like when he does, when him and Callan are arguing, and he interrupts him, oops!
Yeah.
I think that's hilarious. Yeah. But yeah, you watch Grizzly Man. Comedy. Mm-hmm. It's hilarious. Love it. Yeah.
Do you ever think that you'll do video?
I don't know. It depends if you're going to be on it.
Yeah.
Like we said, I don't know.
It'd be very hard to do it right.
Yeah. It would take a lot. You'd have to film. I'd have to film. We'd have to put them on one screen.
Edit it together.
We would also have to have live feeds of us.
Yep.
Watching it, of us talking. That makes sense. Because, like, how much better it works when you can see each other is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like a Skype going, yeah, also a camera on me. Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah,
otherwise, it'll look like
this. I think I could. I wouldn't mind to, but the way that I have it now, I can basically, in the way that I record now, or we record, it's so easy that I can literally be done with this and have it, quote-unquote, edited because I don't care about, like, cuts.
Yeah, you shouldn't. There's nothing really.
I don't care about any of that. I can literally, all I have to do is bring the two feeds together. I put my beginning and ending music on. Mm-hmm. Done.
Easy, yeah.
I don't have to edit film.
There's no ads yet, so.
Yeah, well, even that's easy because you can just record them and it saves. I just add them in.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think so. Unless I moved to California.
Yeah.
Or you moved back. So, yeah.
So, unlikely. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't. Even if I made it, I always think about this. Even if I somehow made it in entertainment, I don't think I'd live in California. Even if it got me less work.
Yeah, that's what. Oh, that's what some like Doug Stanhope.
Why would
he
you?
Lives, yeah,
he lives honestly. Away from if there was something going on,
yeah.
Fly there in 4 hours.
Because you're rich and famous,
right?
Yes, so you can do that.
Fly there in 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
And the best thing is, and I've said this, coming from Ohio to California, it's great because you literally miss like 30 minutes of that day. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you have the 4 hour, 3.5 hour flight.
A little bit tired by the end of the
day. Yeah, maybe you're tired, but like you leave at 6 a.m., you basically land at 30 minutes, 7:15 California time. You have the whole day.
Yeah, exactly.
You can be at a meeting at 9 a.m. in California and leave here at 6. Mm-hmm. Why would it's honestly, based on what I've been told, on a bad traffic day, it's almost the same dang thing. I mean, obviously not 3 hours, but the point is the same.
Yeah, yeah, it's yeah. So you don't have to live.
I don't think I would. Yeah. Actually, I guarantee I wouldn't. You get better bang for your buck somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I probably would, I don't think I'd live in Cincinnati. Would
you be able to write off the cost of the
travel?
Right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because it's for work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So.
And you put it on like a card where you get points and you just accumulate. Oh yeah. Exactly. People do that all the time. Yeah. Actually. If you're a big name like a Chappelle, if there's something going on, their chances are they're paying for him to go there. So
yeah, exactly.
I mean,
that's the way to do it.
That's what I would do. But yeah, I don't. I guarantee you, I wouldn't. I'm not saying I would make it and be famous, but I don't think I'd live in California.
Yeah.
I don't. But I don't know if I'd live here. I might live somewhere cool. Like I've always wanted. I went to Montana once. I could live in Montana.
Colorado
is in a heartbeat. Yeah. Oh. Montana is something else. If you've never been there.
Yeah. The only reason you need to live in LA if you're in entertainment is
if you're up and coming,
actively auditioning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Even if I missed out. Yeah. But the thing is like, if you're a stand up comedian, like Theo Von, he doesn't really do film or TV. Yeah. He's auditioned for it. He's talked about it. He was actually supposed to be in something with Chris Pratt, which fell through. But that's all he does. He's a stand up. So why does he live there?
Yeah.
The only reason he does is go to the store.
Yeah.
That's it. But at the same time, if you think about it, you could just live somewhere else, use the same money to travel in, stay at a hotel or whatever for like, you could come in once a month, Thursday to a Sunday or something,
yep.
Do a weekend, you're back out. Cause it's not like, I mean, yeah, I know they do it a lot, but you could technically bang that out in like a 4 day period.
Yeah, you could.
So I don't know. I know I wouldn't live there. I could see myself traveling there. Once a month, if that was something that you had to do easily.
Yeah, people do that a lot.
I do like being, it was fun when we were there, and that's why I'm going back out. But
yeah. Especially since you're going into creative stuff anyway right now, so that's good to.
Yeah, I wouldn't live in Florida.
The area.
I've been to Florida a billion times. I would never live in Florida.
Never. Florida, dude, you know what Theo called it? It was the funniest
description. Yeah, I know what he called it, but I forget.
He
what
called
is it?
The cul-de-sac of the Midwest.
That's what it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Because you know what? That's where
everyone hangs out.
All the worst of the Midwest migrates there at some point in their lives.
And that's where they just hang out.
Yeah.
Around a fire or something.
Yep.
I can never live. And it's so hot.
Yeah. Hot, humid, terrible.
My goal places to live in. My goal places to live in is I would live in Indiana because we grew up a lot there.
Yeah.
I do like Indiana a lot. Mm-hmm. It's like the cheap way of living in with a lot of land, seeing lots of like just nice peacefulness.
Yeah.
I could live in Montana. I've been there. I've been to Colorado, but I can't remember. I was too young. I could probably just by knowing it, probably live somewhere in Colorado.
Yep.
I like exclusion.
I know Rogan lived there. Joey Diaz lived in Colorado.
Yeah. Rogan's talked about how he knows he keeps moving further away.
Yeah.
And he says, I know at some point I'll live in Montana or Wyoming.
Yeah.
That's his, he's like,
he was meant for that.
He'd be like me. Like, that's what, like, we went to Montana and I snowmobiled for Yellowstone into Wyoming. You know, you've never seen anything like that.
It's pretty random, but John Mayer has a house in Montana. I know that he
probably,
he lived there for like 2 years.
Yeah. You've never seen anything like it.
Really?
Yeah. No. Unless you maybe go to Alaska. But yeah,
go to Alaska, live with some bears or something.
I could live in Alaska. Yeah.
I do want to visit Montana.
Dog sled?
Yeah.
Montana's sick. Montana's really not, like, the outskirts is not that expensive. I mean, it's pretty normal.
Yeah.
And it's funny, skiing there and stuff is, we skied there at Big Sky, and it's not terrible, mm-hmm. really. I mean, rentals will kill you, but, like, a lift pass isn't bad, and it's over 300 runs.
Jeez.
So, but, yeah, I could live there, no doubt. Montana is unbelievable.
Yeah, and if you have the means to do it, it's like, what else?
I would live there. Yeah. I could live there. I could live in Tennessee. I know that. Like on a lake or something. Mm-hmm.
But see, I don't know. I would choose Montana over Tennessee.
Oh, no doubt. But again, it's like the cheapest routes is like you go to Indiana and then you're like, all right, well, let's go to Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you want to get a little bit. And I'm not saying Tennessee is honestly probably more expensive than Montana, but for me to move there would be way easier. Yeah. Just logistically, because I can be there in 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could live there.
Yeah, it would be hard.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah, without having any context, this episode covered a lot.
Yeah. We didn't kind of blank. Came out all right, though.
Yeah. I was not prepared for this.
Yeah.
No, I was prepared to do it. I was excited to do it because it's been a while. But like, I never think about what to do until it comes.
We would overthink it at first.
Yeah.
We did, you know. I always.
It did help. Yeah. It did help the first time because I had a bunch of stuff written down. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did that. Some of those were, not thinking back, those were good. But, like, other parts of the beginning of this was just not that good, which is fine.
If we had more experience doing bits, I thought they were okay.
I had a lot of people tell me they're hilarious. Yeah. The first one with being scared. Was it the first one or the second one?
I think it was the second
one. Second one.
Yeah, being scared.
Yeah, people still, not people. I've had a few people be like, dude, the freaking yellow. I think about yellow lights every time now.
Dude, yeah. You know what I got was, like, They thought you were being like a jerk. Like some people, why would he like?
Yeah.
I'm like, listen, I just said like I'll be scared of some real thing. I was just like be scared of something not scary or something.
Yeah.
Or like say you're not afraid of it. I think I said don't say you're not afraid of anything, and instead you said you're afraid of yellow lights.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I perfect. Yeah. Yeah. What else? I forget what else I was scared of.
That's yep, funny. Yeah, it was like yellow
lights. But it worked.
Being late.
Yeah, yeah, 15 minutes late.
Yeah.
Or early.
Yeah. And yeah, we had other bits. Those are just planned out. Some people thought they were.
Yeah.
Other people, I know it was like, I forget who said it, but someone said like someone else was like, dude, I just didn't even understand it. Like, I just didn't get it. I was like, then you're thinking too hard.
Oh, God.
You're thinking too hard.
Yeah. Oh, well. But yeah, I had nothing planned for this, and we're just about at our second 30 minute. So, but I had nothing planned. This is about it. This is actually going to be the longest one, I think.
Yeah. The last one was like, 50?
56.
56.
Yeah.
Pretty long.
I think it's got, I don't even know what it has, but we're coming up on 1,000 total listens, which isn't that much, but it's also not terrible.
Yeah.
You know?
If we were.
Especially for falling off. If those of you were falling off, if we were pumping out 2 a week, it would be way up because if you just average like 50.
Yeah. Double it.
Right. So, but I mean, it's not that big of a deal. I'd rather have these long ones that are good. And you're in town for another week, so I guarantee, like I already told you, like we could tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
Probably maybe 2 at the end of the week, yeah. And I'll just save them. And then I'm coming out in 3 months, basically. Maybe not. Probably four.
Not
probably four.
It'd be longer than that.
Not really. It'd be January. I was thinking about coming in April or May.
Yeah. So.
I said probably 4.
Okay.
That's what I just said.
Yeah. I'll still be in school in May.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm not waiting until June.
Okay.
It's too long.
I don't care if you come out in May. I can get my work done early. It's not a lot of work that I have to do.
All right.
Yeah.
It'll probably be May then.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait till June because it's our birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
And we're busy with that stuff. And then at the end of June, we usually go on a trip ourselves.
Just, yeah. Don't worry about that.
So it might be April or May. I don't want to wait too long. Because I'm already literally scheduling meetings now, which one of them you'll probably be on now.
Yeah, so. I'm gonna message the guy, or if you can message him.
Yeah, I'll let him know. But yeah, dude, episode 12. Who really cares? Follow me at Jake Witzkin on Instagram and Twitter. My design page on Instagram at Design by Jake. Go to my website www.designbyjake.com/shop if you want to shop. And what do you got?
Yeah. Same as usual, Instagram, Twitter, at Jay Witzkin, YouTube, Jordan Witzkin.
Oh, yeah. Subscribe.
So check them out.
Yep. Easy as that.